Grace, mercy, and peace to you. From God our Father, and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I went to the store this week to buy a greeting card for my mom for Happy Day. What is Happy Day, you might ask? Well, that's what we call the day we met one another. Most children meet their parents on their birthdays, but that wasn't the case for my mom and I. We met on June 1st, 15 years ago. And so while I was at the store this week looking for a card for Happy Day, I happened to notice that there weren't any cards there for Ascension Day. There wasn't candy there to give for Ascension Day. There weren't Ascension Day gifts to give one another. Now, mind you, I'm joking, and I wasn't surprised at all. But it makes my point that the ascension of our Lord, the very thing that we are celebrating today in worship, is one of those days that ranks low, and I mean really low, on our list of holidays. We get the word holiday from Holy Day, and back in the day, in the early church, Easter and Christmas and Epiphany and Ascension Day were holy days and have morphed into holidays. But let's face it, Ascension Day is nothing like Easter or Christmas. It doesn't help that every year Ascension Day lands on a Thursday, exactly 40 days after Easter. If we didn't choose to observe it on the Sunday after the Ascension Day, would we even remember it? Would we even miss it? Now, I know it's Memorial Weekend, and we are definitely, absolutely grateful for those who died during their service to our nation. But Memorial Day isn't a church holiday or holy day, but Ascension Day is. In fact, it's one of the sixth highest and holiest days in the church calendar. Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity. These are the sixth highest and holiest days of our church year, and yet so much of our attention just goes to Christmas and Easter. Why does Ascension Day get such the short end of the stick? Why does it barely get a nod in passing? Well, for a couple of reasons, I think. One, there's really no commercial engine behind it, right? There's no Ascension Day fairy. There's no gift-giving tradition related to it, which means it's not a money-making holiday in our culture, which means in our culture it doesn't matter. There's no money to be made. It doesn't matter. But I think the other reason is that we really don't know what to do with the Ascension. But I think it's important to note that to the first and earliest Christians, the Ascension was an incredibly important event. In fact, it was the first holy day to be commemorated by the church, centuries before Christmas even became a thing. You know, each week we say in the creeds that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. We say it every Sunday. But what do we think its importance is in our life? We can say we believe in it, and we do, but why is it important? In today's gospel lesson and in the Acts passage that was read, we read that following his resurrection from the dead, the risen Christ, having spent 40 days with his followers, ascended into heaven. Now, I'm here to tell you that it is important for our faith and for the way we live. And here's why. The risen Christ had spent 40 days with his disciples and followers, helping them to recover and heal from the trauma that they had endured, witnessing their beloved rabbi be brutally killed. And much like an intensive class, Jesus spent 40 days preparing them for when he would return to God, to the other two persons of the Trinity. Now, yes, Jesus had already been with his disciples for 3 years, but while he was with them during these 40 days, Scripture tells us that he helped them to reinterpret everything that they had seen and heard and experienced through the lens of Jesus' death and resurrection. Much like what we've been talking about during this season of Eastertide, that everything we know about Jesus and read about Jesus in the Scriptures is to be interpreted through the lens of his death and his resurrection. But still, based on one of the questions that we hear them asking in these passages, I'm not sure that they still understood that he would be getting ready to leave them. They said, "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom?" I hear in them such eagerness, such anticipation. They were so focused on having Jesus back and what Jesus was doing that I think if Jesus had stayed around longer, they would have continued to focus on him, almost like a little puppy who gets so excited and they follow their owner around. "What you doing? Where are you going? What are you up to? What does this mean? Where are you going? Wait for me." They would have been so focused on Jesus and what Jesus was doing that they wouldn't have actually been doing the work of God themselves. They were so eager for Jesus to restore the kingdom, to just go ahead and fix everything, Jesus. Just bring in the kingdom that you've been talking about. But instead of Jesus doing all of this himself with his physical body, he ascended into heaven with his physical body and then sent to his disciples and followers and to all of us his Holy Spirit, so that his disciples, his followers, could become his body in the world and carry on his ministry in the world. Jesus has two bodies, right? His physical body that ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. But then Jesus has another body, the church, us. And we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth, witnesses of the transforming power of God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are called to transform the world with God's love. When we were baptized, we were welcomed with these words: "We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission that we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming love to all the world." This is the call of all the baptized. Every single one of us is called to be a part of Jesus' body and to continue Jesus' ministry in the world, helping to transform the world with God's love. Yes, this is a big call, but God has given us everything we need to live it out in the Holy Spirit, whose coming we will celebrate next Sunday. Each week, after being sent out into the world and being scattered, carrying out our calling in baptism to bear God's creative and redeeming love to the world, we come back and gather together again to worship and to pray, to be fed and nourished with God's very self. And we are transformed with God's love at the table, so that we can be sent back out into the world and carry on the ministry of Jesus. Ascension Day reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean standing still, looking up at heaven, wondering where Jesus is. It reminds us that we don't wait out the whole week in the sanctuary in worship, because we are always called together so that we can be sent back out, so that we can go out into the world as Christ's body, being sent and chosen people to offer all that we have and all that we are, to bearing God's love in the world. We do this together, and we support and love and care for one another in it. And this is why Ascension Day is one of the 6 highest and holy days of the church calendar, because it reminds us that Jesus ascended into heaven with his physical body so that we could become his body, so that we could go out into all the ends of the earth and with the Holy Spirit transform the world with God's love. May it be so in our individual bodies and in our collective body as the people here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Come to the table. Be fed and nourished. Be transformed with God's love so that we can go out and be God's love in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.